Luxury Hair Oasis asks, how do you find, speak to, and connect with your avatar, especially when they're antisocial? This is, I thought, a really interesting question. As far as the last part, when they're antisocial, so we're going to try and get creative with it. But as far as the first part, how do you find, connect, and speak to your avatar? If you do the avatar assignment, hit the link in my bio and head to my YouTube, The Six Figure Side Hustle. But I do several videos talking about how you can find your avatar. But I actually say you should start off by creating your avatar. So while you might be thinking, well, my target customer is going to be somewhere from 13 to 65 years old, that's just not going to work in your marketing. Instead, you have to get super, super specific. And because there are 7 billion people on the planet, because the hair extensions business, I know Luxury Hair Oasis is a hair extensions business, but because you are a hair extensions business in an $11 billion industry that serves almost 50% of African American females, you can basically decide who it is that you want to serve and then just reverse engineer everything that you're doing so that it speaks to them, and you will be speaking to a large enough demographic to make enough money. So, how do you find your avatar? Decide who they are. And once you decide exactly what age she is, exactly how much money she makes, exactly what she likes doing, like once you start crafting who this avatar is, who this person is that you have decided is your perfect customer, your perfect, if every single customer could be like this, you would be a very, very happy business owner. Create who that person is, and then start getting into specifics. Let's say if they are a freshman in college and they're in Texas and they are studying maybe marketing or something. Like once you start getting super, super specific about that, then you start saying, well, if they're studying marketing, then they're probably following this, this, and this person and these, and these accounts. So you start lurking on those accounts, start hanging out in the comments section, and start getting active in those spaces and in those communities. Once you know that they are into marketing and that they're hanging out on these pages, then you also know that they like doing these and these and these things. So I say one of the smartest things that you can do early on is create your perfect, ideal customer avatar, and then work backwards from there. Reverse engineering is the quickest way to success. Now, the second part, if they're antisocial, how do you connect with them? What I think BuzzFeed did that was really brilliant early on was speak to people that were in these communities that didn't expect people to speak to them, like antisocial people. So, they would put out a lot of these 7 signs to tell if you're antisocial. And then you know who's going to click on that. Everyone that considers themselves antisocial. Was it clickbait? Not really, because they came through with the 7 signs. But putting out content that specifically speaks to people that identify with these different things that make us who we are, that is the way to get to where they're at. I am 1000% sure if you were to search the antisocial hashtag, you would find hundreds of thousands, if not millions of posts. There are your antisocial people right there. It's just a matter of you getting to where they're at, which goes back to your avatar. If she's in marketing and she's a freshman or sophomore and she hangs out on these pages, then where does she go for social community? She's on social media, so you just have to do that extra work if you're targeting people that are antisocial to find where they are going to find community. And I think another great thing would be creating a Facebook group for the people that you're working to target, because that automatically offers that sense of community. Charlotte Green, Charlotte Green, pack the boat, that Charlotte Green, Charlotte Green, Charlotte Green.